We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
It's Joe Benigno and Evan Roberts on The Fan.
Joe and Evan, Evan and Joe, on WFAN Sports Radio. If you want to be in the New York, no, gotta go to Joe and Evan, Evan and Joe. 66 on your AM dial, 101.9 FM, Joe and
Channel 5 on The Fan, and a very good Thursday morning to you. The midday show, Joe Benigno, Evan Roberts, 877-337-6666 is the phone number. And we are coming to you live in the living color from the Black Bear Studio. Delicious Black Bear deli meats and cheeses only at my favorite store, ShopRite. Of course, the Mike Francesa chair. We'll be here till 1 o'clock when CMB will come your way. Mike after that, Dolph Kramer, Ernie Acosta, even John Bogan right now. On the other side of the glass, we'll keep you abreast of the big Senegal-Colombia match in the World Cup.
Yeah, people loved our soccer breakdown yesterday.
Is that true?
And what I loved is, obviously, Mexico advanced, right, thanks to a South Korea victory over Germany.
Germany out.
And there's a video that has surfaced that I was tweeting out yesterday. I didn't take the video. Somebody else did, obviously, of about, I'd say, 25 proud Mexicans holding a South Korean gentleman and celebrating him.
I see. I understand.
Just the way Bill fans should have been celebrating Andy Dalton last year when he got them into the postseason.
I understand.
So I thought that was that was a beautiful moment for the world, I think. It really was. I thought that was beautiful.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, the world coming together.
And I guess they do play Brazil because I saw Brazil does play, did win their round, whatever it is.
And we mentioned that yesterday because we're all over it.
Yep.
We're all over
this
it.
This isn't the knockout round now, right?
No. Knockout round starts in a couple days. Right. They're finishing up group play, as they call it.
Right.
As far as the two baseball teams are concerned, the Yankees last night made a business decision, okay? And I think it was a proper business decision. I know it can be frustrating sometimes, but this manager decided to say, look, we're probably going to lose this game because we're starting the human sacrifice known as Luis Sessa.
Yep.
We're going to sit Aaron Judge. We're probably going to lose this game. We're starting Kyle Higashioka because he's going to have to play occasionally. And I think the plan was, let's have CeCe rested. Let's have our guys ready to go for what is a huge series against the Boston Red Sox. In the process, hurt their chances of winning a baseball game yesterday. Sessa stinks. I think we all know that. The good news is he was sent down right after the game, so you're not going to have to see him for a while. The other bad news is they couldn't hit. And I don't know if Aaron Judge being in the lineup would have made the difference. I mean, Giancarlo Stanton took an offer. Brett Gardner took an offer. The immortal Gleyber Torres took an offer. It was just one of those bad nights.
Well, Eflin had a very good game. I mean, let's be honest. I mean, the kid pitched a terrific game.
He was good. You know? Very good. No
Shout out the Yankees for seven innings. You're doing something.
Yeah, you're right. We can give him credit. We could rip the Yankees or we can give Zach credit. Well, whatever you want to do.
Yeah.
Maybe a combination
of both. I'll give
the pitcher
credit because, I mean, you know, look, the Yankees aren't going to hit every day. And he did a heck of a job. And you mentioned no Judge. Obviously, Sanchez is out. You know, but still, you hold the Yankees to nothing over seven innings with that firepower, even with those guys out.
Yeah.
You're doing something good, especially in that bandbox of a ballpark.
Absolutely. He did do a nice job. The Yankees did win this series, which was the most important thing.
Correct.
And this manager took the long road. He took the long view of things.
Right.
CeCe Sabathia is incredibly important to this team, giving him an extra day or two.
And who's better with CeCe after a Yankee loss than him?
Yeah. It's
Nobody.
Perfect.
So they got it set up perfectly, and it's Boston, which makes it even better.
But it felt
at home
when this game started, and I know it's easy to say this now, but it just felt one of those days they're just not winning tonight.
I know what you mean.
Tonight.
You could just get the feel.
Yeah.
I know what you mean.
And it wasn't just the fact that Luis Sessa was pitching. I mean, you looked at that lineup, and then, of course, Sessa comes up with a couple of guys on base. You knew that was going to happen.
Yeah, right. The one real shot they had, really.
Of course. And trust me, I think it would have been too much for Booney to pinch hit for him right then and there in the second inning.
Right.
You're not taking Sessa out after one inning.
Right.
So I know that ticked off a lot of the American League fans saying, see, this is why the pitcher hitting is so stupid.
You want to get that Manfred tape out again?
Yeah. Oh, boy. But it just felt, it was one of those days where they weren't going to win. But this is what it's all about now. This is about the New York Yankees and the Boston Red Sox, two elite teams. They are elite teams. They both have flaws. I think they're minor flaws. But they both have a chance to win 100 games. Somebody is going to feel hosed early October that they're playing a wild card game as opposed to being in the divisional series. And there's a really good chance this division's going to come down to these head-to-head matchups. And so far, it's been 3-3, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, I think each one has won the series at home to this point.
So it's going to be fun. I mean, it's going to be a lot of fun. Yankees-Red Sox. But last night, just one of those nights.
Yeah.
One other negative thing I have to throw at you. Neil Walker is just awful.
Yeah.
He's just... I know they're waiting for him to hit. And here's the proof that Neil Walker would be a Red Sox if he was cut. Here's the proof. Did you see who the Red Sox signed yesterday? They signed Brandon Phillips.
Did they really?
Who has not played this season. He's 37 years old.
Right.
Does he have something left? Maybe.
The old Cincinnati Red.
The old Cincinnati Red was with the Atlanta Braves. Good ball player. Had a really solid career. But he's 37 years old. The Red Sox are going to send him to Pawtucket. He's going to play numerous positions. He's basically going to be Neil Walker.
Mm-hmm.
And really insurance for them because Eduardo Nunez, despite hitting a home run yesterday, has not been very good. He has not been a good free agent signing when they brought him back. And Dustin Pedroia is basically Yoenis Cespedes. We don't know where he is.
Mm.
I know he's not in Cuba.
Right. No.
So the proof is there, and I get it, that if the Yankees cut Neil Walker tomorrow, there's a good chance he's a Red Sox. But here's the thing. If he's going to hit 185, let
what
him go
does it
to
matter?
Boston.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I agree.
Let him just go
and
there.
Let Drury come up and let's go. They've been using him at first base. So
I know the thought with Neil Walker is, well, he's going to hit. You know, he's a good baseball player. He's going to hit. Well, my question is when?
Right.
When does that happen?
Right.
Because it's late June now. When is this guy going to hit? He's hitting 185. He's doing nothing. At some point, you can't be scared of him signing with the Red Sox. I mean, really? That shouldn't be the reason he's on the roster.
No.
That's not a good reason.
Not at all. Not at all.
Though I do get he'll go there. He makes sense for them.
Well,
sure.
He'll go somewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah.
But you talk about a guy.
They've had a lot of trouble. I'll tell you what. You know, one area where you can get on the Yankees, they have not had the production at first base. I mean, I really have not when you look at it.
No, I mean,
one area they've been lacking. There's no doubt about it.
You're right. And it's a traditional position where you're going to get production.
Yep.
Usually.
Yep.
They got a little bit of production out of Tyler Austin. He had that stretch of games where he was hitting home runs.
A little bit.
But Greg Bird has done very little.
Yep.
He's under the Mendoza line. Neil Walker's done very little. You're right. They haven't gotten a lot
Neil
of production.
Neil Walker's under the Mendoza line, too. What's he in, about 180-something now?
He's at 185.
Yeah.
Greg Bird's at 191.
Right.
And obviously Tyler Austin's not here right now.
Right.
And he was here, and he was slumping before they sent him down.
Right.
I understand that. So you're right. Now, I don't think that becomes something they trade for, though. I still think the target going into July 31st is going to be an arm more so than adding.
Well, they got enough firepower to, you know, even though, like, you know, first base is a traditional power position.
Right.
They got so much firepower otherwise.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's a combination of that. They haven't, they're scoring a ton of runs.
Right.
I know they didn't last night,
but
overall, sample size of the entire season, they scored plenty of runs. I think it's a combination of they have enough firepower. And I think the other factor is they just love Greg Bird and they do believe
in
Greg Bird's going to hit.
Right.
Now, will he? I don't know.
We'll see.
I don't know. Greg Bird has a lot to prove, man.
Well, he's never proved anything. The only thing he's proved is that he gets hurt all the time.
Well, and
that's the one thing he's proved. Now, he's had some moments.
Big hits
but
in the postseason.
Right, but he's never been what they felt, you know, to this point, basically because he's never been on the field long enough.
He hasn't been on the field long enough, and now when he is on the field, he's not producing.
Right.
And last year, when he didn't produce early in the season, there was an excuse. The excuse was, well, he's not healthy. Well, that's why he's not producing. He's not healthy. Well, eventually those excuses go out the window. You have to perform. And I think right now the Yankees look at their situation at first base, and he's mostly going to play. I know he didn't start last night, but he's mostly just going to get a chance to hit his way out of this because they do love him. They love his left-handed swing.
Yep.
I remember hearing from Cashman and many guys in the Yankee organization that they believed he was going to be the best of the bunch. Now, that's a long shot because of what Aaron Judge has become, and obviously Gleyber Torres, what he's become, and Miguel Andujar, what he's become.
Mm.
But you still want him to be a serviceable, productive Major League Baseball player. And he's got a lot to prove right now. With that said, the Yankees are still in a great spot. They're still sitting here in first place in the American League East. I know that they're technically
tied. Boston won last night. They got a one game.
Technically behind.
One game lead in the loss column.
Yeah.
I think they're even in percentage.
They're even in percentage. This is where we are standings-wise. The Yankees are ahead in the loss column.
Right.
Even in winning percentage, behind by a half game. That's how you add the whole thing up.
Yeah.
It's weird.
It's very weird.
Well, mainly because the Red Sox have played those three extra games.
Yes.
So, right now, I mean, the Red Sox play tonight. against the Angels. We'll see if they can even it out, get it to a one-game lead. And then we've got Eduardo Rodriguez, CC Sabathia Friday night, which is a decent pitching matchup between the two lefties. And then you've got the mismatch on Saturday with Chris Sale and Sonny Gray. That's a little bit of a mismatch. Mm. I don't think a lot of Yankee fans have confidence at Yankee Stadium of Sonny Gray taking on the Red Sox.
And it went Severino on Sunday night.
Against
David Price?
Come on, Price.
Is it really? He'll come up with an injury. What's the over under? All right, we got the betting page that we do all the time.
Let's
now with
betting.
The Post. They got an over under on whether he will make the start or not.
Well, it wouldn't be an over under. What would it be? A money line?
Yeah, money line.
The odds?
Yeah.
I mean, you know what? I'm going to go out on a limb. I think he's going to make the start. And I'll tell you why.
Okay.
He's pitched well recently.
Okay.
That's number one.
Right.
And number two, the only way to exercise demons is to try to exercise demons.
I understand that.
You can't just duck
it. Right.
You can't get carpal tunnel syndrome all the time.
Right. Like if you're fear, you got fear of heights, you got to go to heights.
Right.
I understand.
The mountain.
Right.
And you know what?
If you got fear of bugs, you got to sit in like a bath of bugs.
Got to do it. Just eat those bugs, baby.
Eat those bugs.
So David Price has to walk out there, and Yankee fans, you guys, Sunday night, you should be crushing him. You should taunt him from the moment he walks out there. What's a good taunt for this guy? What's the video game he was playing where he got
you
the carpal tunnel syndrome? You can't beat us is nice.
It's nice. Not great.
It's not good. What's the video game? Maybe they should chant the video game at David Price.
What was
the
it?
Rumor is he got the carpal tunnel from playing a video game.
Yeah.
What was the game?
I thought it was Fortnite.
Fortnite. There you go. They should
Fortnite.
Chant
Fortnite.
Fortnite. Okay. They should chant Fortnite at the guy.
There you go.
And see if it works.
You play Fortnite, Ernie?
No, I don't.
I retired from the video game. Video game I was playing was MLB The Show and Madden Football.
Is that what it is?
So I graduated to just sports, and now I stopped doing it.
You're not into like these war games they got and all that kind of stuff?
No, I was never into that.
Yeah,
I do those.
You like those?
Big time. Call of Duty? Absolutely.
Really? Did you play Mortal Kombat back in the day?
No. Too scary.
Too scary.
Call of Duty is like more like the conventional warfare, right?
Right, yeah, World War II.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know. The war stuff I never got into. I was a big fan of the Mario Brothers when they first started.
Mario Brothers?
Yeah, and then Sonic the Hedgehog was pretty good. I got into that. But
Mario Kart's the best.
No, Mario Kart was horrible.
Mario Kart's the best.
Oh, you know what the best game was? Tetris. Remember Tetris? See, Tetris is very simple, Joe. Basically, it's puzzle pieces falling from the sky. And you've got to just even them out. And when you even them out, they go away. And you just got to keep doing that.
See, when I was a kid, I used to play war games. And what I used to do is I would get, like, the little soldier guys. And I used to do, like, the Civil War thing.
Oh, really? Right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And I had outside. We were in a big yard. We had a big yard. So I would set these guys up. I swear to God. I would set these guys up, right? I have the Union against the Confederacy. And I would, like, get, like, rubber bands and, like, shoot.
Wow.
I'd go on both sides and shoot these guys.
I'm going to ask you a very important question. And I hope you give the right answer.
Well, who won?
Who won?
You know what? It wasn't even a matter of who won. It just was a matter of, like, you know, this is what I did. It wasn't, like, trying to see who won.
All right.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
I would just try to shoot guys down. I'd go on each side. I'd take, like, 10 shots and see how many guys. Because I, like, would have, like, 100 guys on both sides.
No, I get it.
And I would, like, just see how many guys I could take out.
Just like the Civil War, both sides lost.
Yeah, right. Wow. Yeah, but, well.
I mean, think about the million. I think
as far as body count? Oh, my God.
Now, this stat just changed, but for a long time.
The body count was off the charts.
The amount of people who died in the Civil War, North and South, obviously. I mean, the Confederates, were treasonous, but they were Americans. So we're going to count them as Americans. All right, traitors, but they were Americans. If you count the deaths of the Union and the Confederacy, it was a higher number than every American war combined until I think recently.
Really?
I think recently we may have finally
surpassed
that number. No, not the combined wars.
Oh, every war we've ever fought.
Every war combined.
I buy it.
Well, yeah.
I mean, the casualties were, watching that show, as I mentioned, Legends and Lies, the casualties were off the charts.
Off the charts.
And at the end of every show, they would kind of give you the body count up to that point.
It's sickening.
I mean, it was really brutal.
I mean, I'm fascinated by the Civil War, too, and I'm driving down south coming up this weekend, and we're probably going to stop at least one battle site. I love checking this stuff out.
Right.
But I tell you, I know it's been a long time. I know it's been 150-plus years. It is sad, man, because that is a lot of lives.
It's just hard to believe that we had Americans killing Americans. Mm.
Brother versus brother.
Yep.
Horrible.
That's the thing.
Horrible. A different kind of horrible is the manager of the New York Mets.
God.
And when we come back,
bothered by this? Why should I not? I shouldn't be bothered by this game last night.
Oh, of course
you
should be.
But I was completely bothered by
it. You know why you should be bothered?
I mean, even though they're done and a million games out of first place, this game is right there to win. And oh my God.
And think about how I felt. I was at the game.
And it starts raining. Did you get rained on?
It was raining the entire time.
Was it? It didn't seem like it.
Well, here's what was going on. So I scored.
Late in the game, definitely. You can see the rain coming down.
Now I score these games. That's just me. And I'm very anal about it. So
you with your father?
I was with a couple of buddies of mine. My dad did not. My dad's smart now. He's
getting a little older.
My wife is smart. She said,
well, we know she's smart.
So me and two friends of mine, every time it rains, I put a towel over my scorebook. All right? When it stops raining, I take the towel off. I must have put the towel on and off 37 times. It would start raining. It would stop. It would stop. It was torture.
Yeah.
Pick a side, Mother Nature. Either it's going to rain all night or it's not going to rain.
Right.
Dude, it was constant.
Yeah.
Every 5 minutes.
No, it was weird because I didn't really notice it on TV until late in the game, yeah. I mean, by the time we got to the eighth and ninth inning, it was like raining pretty hard.
Well, as the game ends, so the game is over, the Mets stink.
Oh, my God.
I'm walking to my car. As I'm walking to the car, the skies explode with rain.
Yeah.
Now
I was pouring this morning.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Oh, all night, too.
Yeah, no, I know.
I woke up in the middle of the night.
No, I know. It was a lot of thunder, yeah.
But it was a mess. So the reason why you're upset is similar to why I'm upset, because you invest time in this garbage.
Unbelievable.
And you know what bothers me and it bothers you? Incompetence. This manager
he's
is
terrible.
Flat
he's
out
not long
incompetent.
For this team. He is not long for the world here with this team.
Let's come back and rip him. Beningo and Roberts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.